Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, the Prophet ﷺ told us that it is not permissible for the buyer and the seller. Scholars say there is an exception. The first exception is when you're buying the whole farm. So you're not disobeying the order of the Prophet ﷺ because you are actually buying the tree and the land and everything on it. The second exception is when you buy the fruit that is not ripe and you cut it immediately. In this case, you're not actually buying the fruit. You're buying a part of the tree. And when would this happen? This happens if you want the dry or the unripe fruit, the green fruit, to be fed to the cattle. So you want to use it as food for your cattle, for your sheep, for your cows, for your camels. In this case, you don't want the fruit actually, you want the part of the trees. And this is permissible, scholars say. Then from this we understand what is not permissible, that you come to my farm and you tell me that, oh, you have a great number of palm trees. And I see that you have fruit, but it's not ripe yet. Tell you what, when will it be ripe? And I say, according to my knowledge, in my farm, it will take 4 weeks. He said, okay, I'll give you money in advance. I'm gonna buy the whole harvest in 4 weeks to give it to me. The transaction is invalid. It's void, haram. Why? Because I'll be waiting for 4 weeks for it to ripe. But there is a possibility that something happens to it. And this is why the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith, if Allah spoiled the fruits, what right would one have to take the money of one's brother? Meaning, okay, I'm fine. I'll sell you my harvest in 4 weeks' time. Give me the money, I take the money. After 2 weeks, any reason, such as snow, such as a disease that kills every single date, ripe or unripe. So you come to me and say, Akhi, where is my dates? I said, well, look at them, they're gone. Give me my money back. Tough luck, you bought it. The Prophet says, how dare I take the money and consume it without any rights? Allah Azza wa Jal made this happen. So I, as a farmer, I should bear the consequences. Give him back the money. Originally, I'm not allowed to sell it before it is ripe, as the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam. All what we have to learn is, Islam forbids taking the money of our brothers unjustly. And part of it is to sell them something that is not ripe and it's not ready and hold them accountable for it. We open the floor for questions, if you have any questions. Yes, Akhi.
As you said in the hadith that it should be sold when it is ripe, but nowadays the transportation and everything, you look and consider, then the ripe fruits will be perished very quickly. So how to deal with such?
First of all, your question is related to something different. The Prophet says, alayhi salam, that we are not supposed to sell something until we are certain that it is ripe and eatable. What you're asking about is another issue, because now, who's doing the transportation? Is it the one who bought the fruits after they were ripe, or is it the farmer did his harvest and want to sell? In both cases, having transportation and having these fruit go bad is nothing to do with selling and buying. Because if it's the one who's buying, when I bought the merchandise, it was ripe, it was good, I saw it in the farm. Now it's my responsibility. Khalas, I bought it, I paid for it. My transportation is my responsibility. So if I pay peanuts, I will get. If you pay peanuts, what will you get? Monkeys. This is a saying. If you pay something poor, you will get monkeys. If you pay something expensive, you will get people to do the job. So if I bought a harvest of a farm and then went to a very cheap transportation company that doesn't have any coolers or, and I transport it, I will suffer the consequences. Likewise, if it's the farmer who is shipping his harvest to another city. He will choose the best cars so that he would ensure that it would reach safely. If it doesn't, it's his responsibility. This has nothing to do with buying the fruit before it ripes. I hope this answers your question. Abdul Rahman.
Salaam alaikum, Sheikh. Sheikh, this question deals with what you said, that we cannot buy the fruit when it's unripe, whether it has 4 months to ripen, because there can be any outwardly incident, natural disaster or disease. But I'm linking this with the khiyar that we studied. So what if they put a khiyar that if it is affected by a natural calamity, pests, then you don't have to pay. But otherwise, if the fruit is delivered, then the deal goes through. So in that way, is it justifiable?
This khiyar, this choice, conflicts with the forbidden order, yani the prohibition of the Prophet ﷺ. So we cannot compromise. You don't have to go beyond the evidence. You don't have to say, okay, what if we do? The prohibition from the Prophet is clear, ﷺ. Do not do this. So such a choice would be elementary, but why would I actually go into such a transaction when the Prophet ﷺ forbade me from doing it? I have to refrain. Once it ripes, yes, then even the seller, by the way, even the owner of the farm would benefit more if he waits. Because I could sell you with the condition that if something bad happens to it, you're exempted from paying the money. The problem is that when you buy it 5, 6 weeks, 2 months before, you'll get it cheap. When I would wait until it ripes, then I will have more customers who are willing to pay more money. So actually the farmer is not being fair, neither to his brother nor to himself. So we stick with the hadith. Questions? Yes, Akhi.
Sheikh, as you have told in the previous sessions, that if a Bedouin comes from outside the city and he wants to sell his goods in the town person cannot help him to get the sales done. So my question here is, okay, how about in this market, in this situation, we as a professionals, we research the market. When we go into the market, we first research it. We know the market now. Point number one, can we do it after researching and go to the market and sell it in that market price? Or point number two, can we set up the agents of that town who have the market knowledge and we pay him for what he does? And we set up the agents and the agents researches and tell us about the market price and we sell them.
This is, again, not relevant to what the Prophet said, alayhi wasalam. The Prophet is specifically pointing out to us that we should be fair. So the nomad or the Bedouin who comes into town knowing nothing, and you know, when a Bedouin or a villager, you may say, maybe here you don't have Bedouins, but you have villagers who come, you can tell by their accent, you can tell by the way they look. So if you're in the market and you see one like this, you will look at your friend and say, meaning, okay, now we have a good deal. If you go out before he comes in so you can fool him with your nice talk, this is forbidden. If he comes to the market, the Prophet says, alayhi wasalam, you should not be his agent, his broker. Let him go and discover things by himself. In another hadith, the Prophet said, alayhi wasalam, and he gave us the justification. He said, leave them, Allah gives you provision through them to whomever he wishes. Meaning that if I come to the market, I'm a nomad, I'm a Bedouin, the Prophet says, leave me. I go to you and I sell. You may be the first or the second person, but I will sell you cheap and Allah would give you money through me. So I'm happy, I made a good deal, I went. You're happy because you made an excellent deal and Allah would give the people of the town by each other from us. But if someone sells on my behalf, he's smart, no, don't sell. This is too cheap. Yes, this one is good price. Then the whole market did not benefit from him. Likewise, if I buy from him very cheap outside the borders of the city, the whole market has lost a chance to get this opportunity. And Allah knows best.
People buy birds and fish for and cage them for their visual delight. Mind doesn't comprehend how we can do that. Because what happened, like, you know, we are restricting their freedom. They are, I mean, I don't know, I'm really.
Okay, the brother is asking about birds that we put in cage and buy. We are restricting their freedom. Akhi, you are slaughtering them and eating them. You're not depriving them for the freedom, you're depriving them from their lives. Likewise with the sheep, when you slaughter a sheep. Likewise with the tree, when you chop the tree and use for wood. Allah Azza wa Jal had made everything in this universe for us to use. And part of what we use is amusement. It amuses me to have birds in my house and listen to them. It amuses me to see fish in the tank. And I could elaborate more, but I can see that the time is running out. So in a nutshell, how can we have this? The answer is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, used to say or said, the Prophet used to visit us, alayhi salatu wasalam, in my house, the house of Sulaim and Abu Talha. And I had a small or young brother whose name Abu Umair. So the Prophet used to say, Aba Umair, Mada fa'ala al-Nughair? Meaning, oh Aba Umair, my young friend, what did the young bird do? The one you had in the cage, which means that at the time of the Prophet, alayhi salam, they had birds captive. So that it, and the bird, by the way, died. So the young chap was angry and sad. So the Prophet used to play with him and say, Aba Umair, what did the bird do? So therefore, it is permissible, inshallah, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.